Brothers and sisters, hello and welcome to Food for the Journey. My goodness, brothers and sisters, there's a whole season of Easter. It's not just like one day, but there are weeks of Easter to celebrate, to rejoice, to acknowledge that God is your Lord and Savior. The Lord loves you dearly. And what we need to do is thank him. He gave up his own life for us. Please, brothers and sisters, pay attention to what the Lord says in the scripture, to what the apostles tell us, because it will lead you. My goal is safely home to God. That's what I want for each and every one of you. So today, in this fourth week of Easter, the opening prayer says this: O God, perfect light of the blessed, by whose gift we celebrate the Paschal mysteries on earth, bring us, we pray, to rejoice in the full treasure of your grace for ages unending. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. I know, just think, this is the fourth week, not after Easter, but the fourth week of Easter. We continue to celebrate. Open your hearts, open your minds. Thank him that he gave his life for us. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 1 to 18, says this: The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them. Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, I was at prayer in the city of Joppa when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat. But I said, Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth. But a second time a voice from heaven answered, What God has made clean, you are not to call profane. This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Just then, three men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as it had upon us at the beginning, and I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If then God gave them the same gift that he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to be able to hinder God? When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too. Think what an enormous change that would be for them. I've always seen the others, the Gentiles, as their enemies, or at least as people who criticized them and made life difficult for them. And yet Jesus said, God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too. And they knew this huge change happened. And I'm sure, this is not in Scripture, but I'm sure there's a notion of grace that fell over them for them to believe that. A thirst is my soul for the living God, Psalm 42. As the hind longs for the running waters, so my soul longs for you, O Lord. A thirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Then will I go into the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. They're overwhelmed with what God has done, and they praise and glorify his name. And then we have from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief only comes to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came. Listen to these words. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what God has for us. In a certain way, some of those blessings begin here in this life. To feed on him every day if we can, or whenever we can receive his body and his blood. Brothers and sisters, God makes himself so acceptable to us. And what do? We complain about getting out of bed on a Sunday morning. Brothers and sisters, let's wake up. God died for us. He died for you and me. That's not just a symbol. That's what God did. He died an excruciating death. How would you like to be nailed to a cross and hung high over so that all the people could see you? And he lived for about 3 hours, and then he died. You and I probably would have died right away, but he died. And he did that for you, not just me, but for you, for every one of us. He died to save us, that we might have everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven. Brothers and sisters, you're being handed a priceless gift. There's no way to put a price on it except the death of our Savior and God who made that possible for us. Please don't take this season lightly. Please open your heart. Come before the Lord every day this week I'm going to recommend this to you. Come before the Lord every day this week and just say to him, Lord, how much I love you. Pope Francis wrote this that is really worth hearing. Christ is alive. We need to keep reminding ourselves of this because we can risk seeing Jesus Christ simply as a fine model from a distant past, as a memory, as someone who saved us 2,000 years ago. But that would be of no use to us. It would leave us unchanged. It would not set us free. The one who fills us with his grace, the one who liberates us, transforms us, heals and consoles us, is someone fully alive. He is the Christ, risen from the dead, filled with supernatural life and energy, and robed in boundless light. That is why St. Paul could say, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Alive, he can be present in your life at every moment to fill it with light and to take away all sorrow and solitude. Even if all others depart, he will remain as he promised. I am with you always to the end of the age. He fills your light with his unseen presence. Wherever you go, he will be waiting there for you, because he did not only come in the past, but he comes to you today and every day. Rejoice with Jesus as with a friend who has triumphed. Evil does not have the last word, nor will it have the last word in your life, for you have a friend who loves you and wants to triumph in you. Your Savior lives. Because he lives, there could be no doubt that goodness will have the upper hand in your life, and all that our struggles will prove worthwhile. If this is the case, we can stop complaining and look to the future, for with him, this is always possible. That is a certainty we have. Jesus is eternally alive. If we hold fast to him, we will have life and be protected from the threats of death and violence that may assail us in life. It's an excerpt from something that Pope Francis wrote. Perhaps it was part of a homily for him. But it's so powerful. I really encourage you to listen to this program for a few days, if you can, and listen to God's word to us. He loves us, brothers and sisters, and he wants us with him for all eternity. It is never too late for anyone who is living in this life. It is never late to give your life again to God, because no matter how many minutes, how many hours, God will hear you. Amen. Alleluia.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.